Aloha.
BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining the show. Episode 377. Thank you for subscribing, listening, telling your friends, like, rate, review, all of the above. I would implore you to join our Red Circle page for bonus content. You can just click the link that's in the show notes on the show you're listening to right now. You can go to theballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page. You can go to my Twitter, at Brian Beckner, and there's a link there to subscribe. We're going to start putting a portion of every show behind the paywall. So you're going to get most of the show here, but if you want to get all of it, you got to become a subscriber. It's $5 a month or $50 a year. Go to our Red Circle page. If you would like to reach out, I know last week we ran into an issue. We didn't do any voicemails. People love to call in. They love to hear themselves, and we love to listen to the voicemails. We had a critical hardware failure. It's been remedied. So we're going to get to your voicemails today. 949-464-TBLS-8257 is the voicemail line. Additionally, you can send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Reach out to us in any way you would like. We love hearing from you. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, my friend sent me a pretty funny story that I didn't get into the show, but the good folks at IKEA in, I believe this is in Georgia, in Atlanta branch, they wanted to celebrate Juneteenth by changing up their menu.
Oh no.
Would you care to guess any of the items that might be on their menu for Juneteenth?
I've been to IKEA. I just know
the meatballs. They have meatballs, like hot dogs. I haven't been to IKEA in well over a decade, probably 15 years. Yeah.
I was there not that long ago. You know, I had to move and I had to get all new stuff.
Right.
IKEA has meatballs, hot dogs, and I'll be honest, because I kind of wanted one of these, but I didn't want to stand in line. They got some pretty delicious looking soft serve cones for a dollar.
Okay.
And that's the extent of my awareness.
None of these
IKEA
things
menu.
Were on the Juneteenth menu.
Yeah.
The Swedes, yeah. IKEA is Swedish, right? Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Swedes, they wanted to do something to show their appreciation for the emancipated black Americans, which
right.
I am not belittling. That's a great holiday, an overdue holiday. Absolutely,
and this is in Georgia, one of the blackest states in the country.
Yeah, so they felt the need. So I'm going to give you two guesses, two items that you would think would be important to have on the Juneteenth menu.
Okay, let me think here. It's America. God bless America. I'm going to guess cheeseburger. Everybody loves a cheeseburger, but a cheeseburger on that menu. Sell out.
Close. They put fried chicken and watermelon on the menu.
No, they didn't.
They did.
No, they didn't.
And
no.
Then they face some backlash. Like 30 employees are like, fuck this. I am not going to work.
Yes. Yeah.
So they said, listen, we made a mistake. They had candied yams. They were like, no, we were trying to go for soul food. I apologize. Our Sunday menu will have cornbread, mashed potatoes, and collard greens to go with the fried chicken.
Well, now that's just Southern, right?
Is more soul foodish, but soul food. After the first whiff, You should be like, you know what? We just wanted to do the right thing and we fucked up. We're going to serve IKEA food, but we are going to recognize Juneteenth and give black employees the day off or whatever you want to do. But you don't just say, you know what? We're going to do collard greens too. Like we're the Swedish soul food. I mean, it's just hilarious.
Yeah. It's just, you just, you're out of your lane. Just punt on it. Like do nothing. Recognize.
It's okay to do nothing. It's okay.
Oftentimes better.
Yeah. It's okay. You can, you know, it would be the same as the cafeteria during Rosh Hashanah to like try to change it up and give you this like Jewish stuff. Like you're IKEA. Nobody's going there for your specific holiday branding food.
No. They're going there to get
Allen Wrench made furniture.
Yes. They're going there because they're in a hurry to get a crib. And they're not going there specifically for your menu items.
And then most of the time when people eat there, it's because they can't get out. It takes too long to leave.
It is. You know what I do? People are going to hate me for this. Or you know what I've done?
You going through the back?
I go in through the back. I pull up in the loading zone. I back my vehicle in. Because if you're loading or unloading, you can be right there in the front. And I'm not saying I take the last spot. But there's a whole bunch of spots for people to load and unload. There's like dozens. And there's only a couple cars over there. So I back in like I'm loading and or unloading. Then I walk in through the back to get the thing I need. And you can go on a little computer and it tells you where it's located in the warehouse. You find it online first.
Your solutions, man.
Yes, I go in through the back. Nothing was worse than the time a comedian... These are my little life hacks. And are they ethical? No. I was never more publicly shamed. Well, that's not true. One time a comedian that I follow posted that she was C group on Southwest. And I'm like, oh, just fucking wait, just board right after A group. Just walk on and just fucking give them your boarding pass. They'll let you on. I do it all the time. I said that in the comments.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I've done it like 50 times. Like, it's not, no one ever says anything. You just go, as soon as A group's finished, you fall in line behind the last A group person. You walk up, they scan that fucking thing, and they put you right on the plane. They never say anything about it. And people did not like that in the comments. They were telling me I was the problem. People like me are assholes. And hey, that's true. But also, like, maybe get up a little earlier and sign into A group. You could do it 24 hours in advance.
I'm a rule follower for certain things.
Sure.
For most things.
Most.
But
it's a discount airline.
Hypothetically speaking, when New Jersey opened up the COVID vaccine to everyone who smoked in January, I was like, wait, so I don't smoke heaters, and so I'm behind you guys? I've seen the people that smoke heaters. I'm friends with people who smoke heaters.
Well, they need it. They needed that vaccine.
They do not need to get in front of me. And so nobody said, all right, show me you can smoke. They just said, all right, if you smoke, sign up. I was like, all right. So I was vaccinated like January 15th or something.
Honor system. Oh, that's amazing. Okay. Is that it?
I just thought it was funny that IKEA tried to get, they took a swing and they missed badly. And people were like, watermelon? That's what that was like the cheap food to give the slaves. Like,
It sucks because watermelon is delicious. And so is fried chicken.
But fried chicken is one of my favorite things in the world.
It's delicious.
And it's totally fine for me to eat it. Chappelle's like, you'll never catch me eating in public because somebody be like, look at him. He loves it.
That was in his first special.
That's amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, let's catch up on some voicemails here. Oh, hold on. I moved the
songs, the board.
I moved the buttons. Hold on. I was going through.
Oh, I mean, I know that song. We haven't heard that in a long time.
That is a good one. Never.
It was of a time. I'm saying I remember it. I'm not saying we.
Well, I have two banks of songs here, and I noted all the songs because I don't know if people listen notice when I go to play a song. A lot of times it takes me like four or five buttons to figure out the song. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make notes. And then I was looking at what the songs were on the second bank, right. So I must have got stuck on the second.
Let me give you one quick headline I just read. Yeah. High school teacher charged with sex assault feared she'd be known as, quote, the teacher that fucked her student. It's kind of done.
I think somebody sent me this on Twitter. Hey, I'm not here to look shame a pedophile. But she was no Deborah LaFave.
Listen, if I'm 16... I gotta think I could do better than that one.
I would agree. I would agree with you. Especially, you know, they're crazy.
And
right? So it's like,
she will be known as yes, what she'll be known as.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, she's known as that. It's going to be hard. She's going to have to move to Sweden or something. Okay, here we go.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish, 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 Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit, 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 shit. He's fat and got big tit, 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 tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia.
Okay, a couple voicemails here.
Bri, Bri. Ed. Da-da-da-da. I'm not going to keep it short. It's your friend Piper. So I just know you're going to be out of town and you pre-recorded next week's episode.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure that the following week you'll have time to watch all the Mike Tyson, the knockout episodes so that
you can Hulu? Discuss
it because the shit is ballin'. Okay, love you. Call me. Bye.
I've been meaning to watch that.
Is it Hulu? What is it?
I don't know, because I think it was on like ABC.
I know it was on ABC and I just missed it. Like I turned the TV on one night and that was concluding. And I was like, oh, I should check this out. I love all things, like all breakdowns of Mike Tyson.
He was such a phenomenon. He's such a unique figure in our culture. There's just no one else like him. There will never be anyone like him again. I want to watch it. There's too many things to watch, and the Dodger game's on every night. It's hard.
You know what's pretty good if you have Apple TV or Apple Plus is the Mythic Quest. It's like the guy from It's Always Sunny, Mac.
Oh, right. Rob McElhenney.
Yeah, he does he's like the head of a video game company. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I heard him on Smartless. They were talking about that. Piper, I have not watched Mike Tyson yet, but I will.
Yeah,
I will watch it. Yeah, and we will discuss here because I love Mike Tyson. Okay, another voicemail here.
Hey, guys, I'm listening to Under Seizure.
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
LSU.
Inject that voice into my veins.
This guy is just, it's the drawl, too. You know, he's
it all works.
Southern. He's Southern. He's got a deep voice. He's got like a slow, like, plodding melodic
cadence. You know what that's the voice of? A guy who's completely at ease because he lost count of the sex number.
Yeah, he's fucked so much that he just has this pervasive chill.
You know, like I'm happy with my lot in life, but you see, there's a nervous edge to some of the things I say because I didn't lose count. I never lost count.
Like I'm wound a little tight, and it's probably because I haven't fucked nearly as much as LSU Lala,
right,
who has alerted us that he's fucked so much in his life that he
can't keep track
of how many slaves he's laid down.
Reagan in the Iran-Contra hearings. I don't recall. I don't
remember.
Yeah.
Exactly.
These review, great job, except for that third wheel with the bad microphone.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, need to have a talk with him.
Well, hold on. If it's been a while, he's talking about we reviewed the movie Under Siege with Jay Stu, friend of the show, Jay Stu. It was pretty funny, but I had to apologize if everyone's not caught up or hasn't listened to every episode. I had to come out the week before we ran it and apologize to the audience because Jay Stu's microphone, his sound, was so bad that it was hard for me to concentrate on what we were talking about because I knew there was no salvaging the sound of the show. The show was going to sound like shit, and it was bothering me the whole time we were talking about that fantastic movie.
You know what stays with me from that movie? I've thought about it on multiple occasions.
Tell me.
His
Hawaii?
That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoy music, especially rock documentaries. And
me too.
Even of bands I don't give a shit. Like, I've seen the Same. Eagles documentary. I don't like them. But I was just curious what was going on, how much cocaine, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I've heard that one was good. I haven't watched it.
I didn't watch all of it. But I was into the 40 minutes I watched of it. Like, I'll just, if I see something on, I'll check it out. Or maybe I just in the mood for a little bit and I won't go back to it. But I just like all that stuff. And I've seen all kinds of rock stars, ones that are very high energy, very low key, and everywhere in between. Nobody was like Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones was the angriest, most like demented playing the rock star. It was, he wouldn't have fooled anybody. People like, we got a murderer here. He's not a rock star. There's no way. People would be on guard with Tommy Lee Jones in that movie.
You know what's insane is that Tommy Lee Jones had really not been in anything until he was in Under Siege.
And then he was in everything.
Then he was in everything after that.
But he was pretty seasoned by then.
Yeah, he was on like soap operas. Like, he had worked a lot. But this Under Siege was his big breakout role. And
didn't we find out the director was the fugitive guy?
Right. Same director. Because I was going to – that makes sense now. I was going to say, I mean, he was chewing up the scenery in that movie. Like, he was really hamming it up.
I'm not saying that – I mean, he was good in that over-the-top bad guy way. But the energy he brought to the rock star and everybody's like, oh, look at this rocker. And I just keep thinking he was the most crazy rocker of all time.
Yeah. Oh, no. He was out of control. He had no rock chill whatsoever.
No.
He was like.
But even when you see the documentaries where the lead singer is coked out of his mind and they're high energy, they're not like that. There's still a chill to the fact that they're having tons of sex.
Yeah, they're as soon as the show's over, they're LSU Lala in it backstage. Read the Motley Crue biography, The Dirt.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, like,
that's the gold standard of debauchery.
They wouldn't even be to the dressing room. And they'd all be balls deep backstage.
I remember Sammy Hagar on Stern. He was talking about his book, and there would be like a long guitar or drum solo, and he would have sex during the show.
Unbelievable.
During a Van Halen show.
That's just insane. When Eddie did that thing where he'd sit down and smoke a cigarette
and
like finger pick the guitar.
Yeah, they were having sex.
That's Yeah, that was like a good 15 minutes where Sammy could slam a quick groupie.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, as far as the stripper, I can't remember what her name is, but...
Put some respect on it. She was Miss July 1989.
Erica Eleniak. I don't remember her character's name.
Neither do I.
But she was Miss July.
Said it many times. She also did a Wet and Wild. Erica Eleniak.
In an episode of Hunter?
Yep, she did Hunter. That's right. You know what that means.
Fred Dreyer got it in.
He broke it off. Fred Dreyer broke it off 100%. There's no chance he did.
The original Sam Mayday Malone.
Yes. Oh, is that true?
He was supposed to get the role, or he was like the finalist. It was something like that.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. What a different show that would have been. Yeah,
different energy there.
Yeah.
Between Busey and Seagal, which one of them you think accidentally let their rope slip open first in front of her? Because we know they both did. Yeah. I'm just curious which one you think was the first one to do it. And then secondly, you guys talking about the rapey vibes when she got on the ship. Which one of them do you think would have gotten Dick down more? Either her or Cher when she filmed her, I think, Turn Back Time or whatever, but whatever video she filmed on that Navy.
If I could turn back time.
Fishnet, stockings, suit, bathing suit, whatever the hell. Which one of them caught more Dick?
Oh, it's not even close.
Cher was in apex predator mode there. She was the aggressor. Yeah.
She came out on the fucking deck of the USS Eisenhower and was like, "Hey, if I could turn back time, I'd fuck the whole 6th fleet.
Instead, I'll just fuck like 5/8 of them."
Yes. Like Cher was like putting it out there. Hey, boys.
She put in some bad years with Sonny. She was ready for sailors.
That's right. Sonny was abusive.
She wanted midshipmen. Greg Allman probably was a handful, but that didn't last long either.
They were only married like a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, enough to get Elijah Blue in her.
Right. I was going to say, they had a kid.
But I will say to your first question, it just comes – I agree they both did it. It comes down to who's first on the call sheet because he's the one showing you the set and stuff. It's going to be Seagal.
It was Seagal. And you know Busey and the teeth and the Hawaii. He was – because there's literally one woman in the whole movie. There's actually a second woman who was like one of the senior officers, like attaché or something. Right. She's only in one scene. I mean, that means she was there for a day.
Right.
Erica Eleniak.
She was dodging a lot of dongs that week.
But I think, you know, the only way you get a role in a Steven Seagal movie is to take a role in Steven Seagal's bedroom.
And he changed the script to add her character.
Yes, that's right.
The boss casting couch move.
Yes. He's like,
I can create a role for you.
Yeah, not only can I get you in the movie, I can get your name above the fucking title. I can make you the star, the number two star of the movie, the love interest. Although we talked about it, she was not, there was no chemistry whatsoever.
No.
They didn't appear to be sexually attracted to each other at all. And then at the end, he's like, "Hey, watch this." And he planted a disgusting kiss on her with his gross mouth.
It was a really gross
dirty
kiss.
Unbrushed mouth. Disgusting. But yeah, it's obviously, I mean, if we're talking.
Who's that loud comer?
I mean, it's Seagal all the way.
He
was loudly coming.
I mean, there was competition, but it's definitely Seagal.
Seagal, absolutely. Okay, next one.
Ballers in here. Hope everybody's doing well. Got that GoFundMe deal done. Pretty cool. Happy it got done. Really appreciate everybody reaching in their pocket, greasing up them hinges, and helping the baller lifestyle. podcast to grow, get some new fans, have some new laughs, enjoy life. Great day to be alive. Anyways, take care. Thank you for everything that you guys do. Brian, Ed, good guys. Appreciate you guys. Take care of yourselves. Stay funny. Keep us laughing. Take care. Bye.
Good dude.
That was, so he kind of broke up there, but that was our buddy Fan.
Yeah.
Who put together the GoFundMe. We reached our goal. We're going to be taking that money and putting it into a little promotional opportunity. I want to thank Chad Snap, who came through at the end with a massive put us over the top donation. I want to thank Andrew Tyler Jans. I want to thank Christian Zaletsi. Probably fucked that up. Our buddy Toe Cutter coming through with a very nice contribution. Choo Choo Charlie Bailey, Chad Emmerich, Matthew Charles, the Penis Connoisseur, Jonathan Yates, Clark in Calgary, Corey Fidos Worrell, Ryan Azonka Cruz, Zach Jobin, Anonymous, who I believe is iHeartHellion on Twitter. Great dude. Super Lee, great guy. Another Anonymous, which I know to be Dolomite D. Matt Ray, Matt Grace, Janie Cowan, Anna Snap, and Fan, all just really, really special people and special fans. And we appreciate you taking an interest in what we do here. And we promise to make you proud with what we do. Thank you. Which reminds me, by the way, Ed, LSU Lala is going to have to read a fanfic. Erotic fanfic penned by our boy Zach Jobin. And Zach Jobin, he's away in the islands right now, but he sent me a proof of concept that I forgot about, and it's in my Instagram, it's on my phone, and my phone is across the room, so just hold on.
And I'm sorry if I sounded like worse than usual, because I didn't have my microphone plugged in until just now.
What's that?
I didn't have my microphone plugged in until just now. I realized there was no cord attached. I was like, oh, that's
perfect. Oh, that's great. No, we're definitely doing these guys proud. Okay, let me check my DMs here. Oh, so many DMs to go through. Jeez. Scrolling. Oh, my God. Who are all these people DMing me? There's so many. Okay. So Zach sent us this proof of concept. Most of his fanfic is of the Newt and Calista Gingrich variety.
It is disgusting to think about that guy having sex.
Yeah, it is. She's pretty gross, too. This one's called Spicy Fingers. I'll just read you a little bit, give you a taste. These kind of events were always the worst, but as a local beat reporter, I had to cover them. In journalism school, though, you never imagine you'd be at a Raising Fucking Cane's covering a book signing for Newt fucking Gingrich. A signing the author didn't bother to attend. On a reporter's salary, though, you take free chicken where it's given. Calista, Newt's wife, addressed the disinterested locals. Red as this state may be, you can't come between a Southerner and their chicken. She had a magnetism, though. I would encourage everybody to look at a picture of Calista getting...
She's like scary looking, right?
Yeah, she's terrifying. They don't build statues of pigeons, but if they did... She'd be one, and she'd be the harshest amongst them. I couldn't help but grin as her dry lips wrapped themselves around her words, Newt Freedom Caucus. I ate some tenders. I milled around, had a few beers. I went to hit the head when I felt a cold skeletal pressure around my wrist. Before I knew what was happening, I was pulled into the storage closet. It was Calista. Shut the fuck up and just do what I say. The room smelled like a closed sauna at a cheap hotel. Callie was in a pantsuit, a pink that she was both too young and too old to wear.
Good writer.
I need this and you need a scoop. She jammed my hand between her legs before I could react. No panties. I felt as though I was picking up a warm coconut from a sandy beach.
Oh, God.
She pulled me into her body, crashing herself back into the boxes of frozen chicken. She kissed my neck dryly, and a shiver went up my spine. I didn't know if it was sexual or fearful, but I chased the arousal nonetheless. She told me Newt couldn't please her unless he was watching himself on Fox, and she just wanted to use me. I couldn't resist. She licked my – oh, my God, I can't read this. She licked my fingers and slid them inside her. No part of that really made anything wet. But I understood. I slid my hand deeper. Ouch! Is it the cane sauce, I asked? Yes, but don't stop. There I was, three knuckles deep in the former wife of our ambassador to the Holy See. This vagina had quivered before the Pope, and now I was wearing it around my fingers like I was trying to scoop out the final Pringle. She whispered, her breath smelling of mentholiptus. I never want this to end. I, on the other hand, did, but I was committed to finishing the job. I pulled her closer, careful not to break any of her bird bones. My knuckles ached as she writhed, but I didn't stop. I called, "Come hither," in the arid desert. Her legs shook, and she silently grabbed my shirt. She pushed me away and straightened her suit. Though it was far too stretched to get wrinkled, she wordlessly left me in that closet. When I came back to join the party, she was gone. I held my fingers above my lip and inhaled. It was an aroma I will never associate with Callista, and I'll never forget. I didn't wash my hands for some time, and if I close my eyes, I can still smell it. Old Bibles. That's for that.
Pretty
That's
amazing.
From my buddy. That's from my buddy Zach, who was also a contributor to our GoFundMe. So he's gonna come up with a little something.
He's got
for the
talent.
Show for our yeah, obviously for our buddy LSU Lala to come in and read in his beautiful timber. We'll have him on live to do it. It'll be fantastic. Okay, one more voicemail.
Brian, what's up, Edward? How goes it?
I feel like we haven't heard from this guy in a while. Old Manuel.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Fellas, you know who it is? The fool that everybody loves to hate. So I'm going to keep it short this week.
Unlikely.
Taco Bell and Chipotle both are not Mexican food.
That's true.
They are variations, if you will, of Mexican food.
Okay.
However, I am staunch in one thing. Taco Bell, good, thumbs up. Chipotle, ass crack, like bad plumbers.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
I mean, absolutely crappy. Chipotle and that brand of Mexican that they're trying to spin.
Did we talk about Chipotle
on this show? Last week we were talking about how their CEO made like 40 sticks last year, right, and they're raising prices because they have to help minimum wage
workers. That's right. Okay.
It's a effing joke. Okay. So please never call it Mexican food first. All right. If you're saying you're going to go get something. Especially if you're counting a Latino or a Mexican American or something.
Well, I think you would just say Chipotle. Hey, I'm going to Chipotle. Like, you don't say I'm going to get Mexican food and then you go to Chipotle. Right?
I mean, yeah, it's just called its own thing.
It's its own thing.
I agree for the most part, except where he said Taco Bell's okay. It's not okay. It's bad.
No,
it's objectively
it really
bad.
Isn't. It only exists. It only exists
when you're inebriated,
if you're wasted
in some way.
Yeah, you got it. You got to be drunk or super hungover to fuck with Taco Bell. And I don't you like Ed. I know you don't like it when we go to regional, but Manuel as a Southern Californian like myself, obviously you must hold Del Taco well above Taco Bell in the fast casual Mexican concept rankings. That's our local drunk food mecca. Much better than Taco Bell.
I just discovered a food truck taco in Hoboken.
Oh, fuck yeah. No, there's nothing better.
Like a new one that just popped up out of nowhere, and it's a life changer.
Like steak, carne asada tacos?
Yeah.
With like a little minced onion on top and some cilantro?
Yeah, so why am I even discussing Chipotle?
No. Yeah, you're not going to Chipotle. You put a little of that green salt, a little verde salsa on top of that. Is it always in the same place, the truck?
Apparently, it's just, it's just not a street I normally go through, but yes, it's near where there's a construction site. So for the next few months, it'll be at that same spot.
Oh, right. Cause they're there feeding the guys.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. There's nothing better.
But hey, can I get you a burrito or something? Make sure you say it's Chipotle, because when you bring that piece of crap back, probably be liable to throw it right in your face.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I would rather...
I'm not like a big Chipotle guy, but I've had it. It's not bad. It's not my go-to.
I don't have... I mean, when I've had Taco Bell...
Yeah.
Sober, maybe 15 years ago, and I was like, what is this? This is totally different than in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized I was out of my mind when I ate it in the past.
I know.
Chipotle, it's just, to me, it's just C+ kind of food.
It's fine.
It's fine. Like,
there's nothing wrong with it. Like, if there's a better option, you're always going to do that.
Right.
But it's, much like disabled drivers and people that drive BMWs and or Teslas and SpaceX... I'm
mini
just
bikes.
Not as angry at
mini bikes.
And mini bikes. Yeah, I'm just not as angry as Manuel at Chipotle. I mean, he's really going all in on this fast casual
but
dining.
After our story last week, I'm totally fine with somebody shitting on that company.
Oh yeah, of course. That's all companies though.
That's true.
Rather literally get a tortilla and go roll up some dog shit than eat Chipotle.
Okay, come on, don't be gross. Right?
Nachos del Grande all day long. All right. So, once again, Taco Bell, thumbs up.
Taco Bell.
Chipotle sucks dick.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Just so that we're clear.
You played the wrong one because he said he was doing it going to be short and sweet this time. You probably played the wrong one.
It's 2 minutes, 11 seconds. it runs out at 3 minutes, so he's much shorter than it could have been. No, he's the best.
And, feel bad for all you that don't live in SoCal.
That's right.
Because
of Del Taco.
It's about to be the season.
Chicken soft tacos.
Outro.
All right. Thanks for that, Manuel. One quick email. Oh, this is fucked up. Dear, quote, Brian.
What?
And Ed.
No quotes?
My shit's in quotes this time.
Oh. Whoa.
Fucking it's almost as bad as when people used to call me the other guy. Just wanted to provide a quick update on my destination wedding, as I'm assuming the save the date cards I sent you both have been tragically lost in the mail. We've booked the date most representative of true everlasting love.
By the way, I was truthful. I will send a gift if I'm given a save the date card.
Oh yeah.
I'll send a gift. So you joke, but you could have gotten a gift from me.
That's true. 3/11 day.
Oh. A special day.
Now Ed, that is a very special day. Now Ed, I know it's your birthday. So I'll let you off the hook if you're conveniently, quote, unavailable to spend thousands of dollars traveling to another country for a stranger's wedding. But Brian, you have no excuse. Yeah. I've known you since the days of double broken wrists.
I remember that.
have been a long time.
One of the highlights of the early years of the show.
Yeah, that was a tough couple weeks. Have been a long time Red Circle / Patreon subscriber and have followed you through a mail order bride relationship. In fact, I've been loyal to TBLS longer than my future husband, but that's a story for another time. Regardless.
Wait, is she implying her husband's the one who wrote in that message where it was like, oh, no. Sorry, Ed.
Oh no, I don't think so. Okay. I mean, I know
or she just listened longer.
She said she turned.
Okay, I was thinking for a second maybe he had bailed and she was still going strong.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I don't think so though. Regardless, good times will be had by all. It's in Cancun, so we can hit up Dick's Last Resort per Mall's recommendation. And if you're lucky, we might even have our first dance to 311's love song. Romance is still alive and well, my friends. Looking forward to your RSVPs. Jane in North Carolina for love.
Congratulations, wow, Jane.
That was amazing, Jane. I know Jane. She when she says I was around for two broken wrists,
she picked you up off the floor.
I don't think she was there that day, but we went to the same gym.
Wow.
We used to do a lot of group fitness classes together, so I know her pretty well. Also, I had to break this news to somebody else, and I'm assuming Jane knows this, but 311's love song is 311 covering the Cure.
Oh, I know song, the Cure song,
love song.
They yeah. do that.
Yeah, they do that. They do that to. The results you might imagine, but they definitely do it. Jane, I would look, if I got to save the date card for your wedding in Cancun, I'm not asking to be invited, but there's a chance I could show up to that. Absolutely. Thank you very much for that. That really made my day. Ed, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My Troy on DVD.
Ed, what's going on in the world of pop culture or sports? Talking sports.
Not entirely surprising, but Major League Baseball analyst had a tweet storm where he unleashed on the hypocrisy of Major League Baseball and said, the Astros-type cheating was more widespread than reported, including Aaron Judge, and he provided home-and-away splits. The Yankees in general, the Dodgers during that same World Series where they had a video manager set up and a guy wearing a Major League Baseball shirt when it was really a Dodgers employee. Beltre, Chase Utley, Carlos Beltran, the Kansas City Royals when they made the World Series. The video cheating has been going on for a long time.
And is this guy to be believed?
I was looking, and it's like he doesn't seem to have a dog in the hunt here. He's
right.
Just like the doctoring the ball, like it's kind of
everybody does that.
But unfortunately, everybody's doing this shit too, and they need to stop it. But it seems like everybody was doing this, the Astros shit. But the winner gets punished.
Yeah, the only thing that I would say is that if everybody was doing it, how come they were all extra mad at the Astros? Like, how come the Astros were taking pitches off the ass every day?
So I think it was more organizationally there where other teams, certain players had hookups. Like Aaron Judge, there was like a 50-point difference in home and away and the home run numbers. And apparently Chase Utley was the dirtiest of all the Major League Baseball players.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he's the biggest cheater in every shape and form.
Chase Utley and Adrian Beltre.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about...
Adrian Beltre was a doubles machine.
Yeah, Beltre, I don't know, but I remember reading, maybe not in this article, but one of them, somebody's like, Chase Utley is by far the worst of all of them.
Chase Utley's one of these guys that he's like, you know, he played his last couple years on the Dodgers and like...
Yeah, when he intentionally injured the Met.
Right. Well, yes. That was a good hard slide. You got to go hard into second base. Kike Hernandez wears like a shirt with a picture of Chase Utley on it that says dad. And like everyone's like, oh, he's just an old codger. You know, he's got gray hair. And they're like, he's just, you know, just the nice old man of sports. And I'm like, and then I like buy into that. I'm like, yeah, that old fucker. He's like 3 years younger than me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, following the Knicks, they talked about Derrick Rose. Like they were bringing out old man Winter. I mean, the dude is like 32.
Yeah.
Oh, 10 years removed from his MVP season. Well, he was the youngest MVP in history.
Yeah.
Like, calm down.
Yeah, I know. Well, Derrick Rose, he likes to have orgies and that'll age him.
With saddles and shit.
Yeah. But don't expect him to pay the freight on the dildos.
Right.
Like if you're going to orgy over at Derrick Rose's house, you got to bring your own dildos. That's all there is to it.
He was great this year. And I think he, you know, was a finalist for the Sixth Man of the Year. But the way they talked about him, it's like, how is he mustering the energy to do this?
I know.
It's like, dude's 32. Yeah, he's been in the league for 12 years or whatever, but he's 32.
And also, he's been sitting for the better part of the last six years. So he's had like plenty of time to rejuvenate his
He doesn't even have that much miles on him. Like,
right.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
It's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
The Tokyo Olympics organizers plan to distribute 160,000 condoms, but tell the athletes not to use them until they're leaving the Olympics. So this is where you're around everybody in the best shape of their life.
Yeah.
And they're from other countries, so you'll never see them again.
Yeah.
And you'll never see them again. Hot. Everyone's hot.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, the one thing you can't do is use them here. We're going to wait till you go to your home. Wait till you go back to Estonia and see, you know, see if you still want to have sex. Then you can use those condoms.
There is so much fucking.
I mean, the story is every year is they run out of condoms.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah. And they give out thousands every year. Because you got to think about it. Like, everybody's hot and young. And most people are just happy to be there. For the vast majority of Olympians
they're not even going to get out of the heat.
Exactly. They know that maybe their events on like day three, and the Olympics last 3 weeks. Or maybe their events on the last week. What are they doing the whole time before? They're fucking.
So I've said this before, but when it was the 2012 Olympics, and I was just out and about in London during that time, and the one night a friend was in town, we went out with the Kiwi national team.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were having a party. Yeah. This was maybe the Friday night towards the end. And I was just talking to all these random, like, male field hockey players. And they're like, yeah, we went 0-2 or 0-3, and then we were done. And we've been just partying in London for a week. And so many of them were just happy to be there. But, like, they're all athletes. Everyone's in great shape. And they were just having fun. And, like, a dude on the All Blacks, we started talking to him because, like, I didn't know who he was. And people were coming up to us and being like, hey, you know that guy? And he was just coming to go fuck the athletes because he's the most famous guy in the room. Yeah. And it was pretty funny because then all of a sudden we were like the gatekeepers and we're like, you know, whatever the guy's name was, Chris. Hey, Chris, let me introduce you to my friend. And it's like, oh, these are the girls on the New Zealand sailing team. These are, you know, these are the women from the pole vaulters. Like, they all, like you said, maybe one or two of those people in the entire pub, they'd rented out a pub and we just walked in with them.
Unbelievable.
Maybe two of them got any sort of medal or got to a finals. Everyone else was just happy to be there and was partying and having the time of their lives.
Yes.
And so, to say these people are going to use the condoms when they go home.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I mean, get after it, guys. Get it. Remember, we did a story last Olympics about how Usain Bolt was like, decided not to bring his girlfriend to the
Olympics. He needed to focus. Like, oh,
no, I got to focus on my events. I got the 100, I got the 200. And it's just like, you know, I don't want to be distracted from all the pussy I'm going to also be getting in addition to running my two races. What else is going on, Ed?
Cole Beasley for the Buffalo Bills, the unvaccinated Cole Beasley, he went on a rant, I guess on Twitter, over the NFL's new COVID protocols, said he'd rather retire than get vaccinated. He'd like to die living than whatever, getting vaccinated. Essentially, the new rules are like, all right, you have to do all these things, or if you get vaccinated, then you don't have to take any of these protocols.
Oh,
and
right.
he was furious with the Players Association because he said they're not representing us.
Oh.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
If you're not going to get vaccinated, just do the things.
And he's saying, why do I have to do the things when the unvaccinated guys don't? And he said something like, I don't get my arm treated before it's broken or something like that. That was his rationale for. And then he said, the chances of me making the NFL are more than 1 in 1,000. So why should I worry about my chance of getting COVID? I think this is like the Deshaun Watson situation. We got head trauma going on.
A lot of blows to the head. Yeah. Well, I imagine.
I mean, wouldn't you? I just think, don't you want to be done with all this shit? Masks and stuff?
Yeah, he's a young, healthy guy. You know, he gets a pretty big paycheck. I guess he's got to make it, you know, eventually he'll make a decision that results in him continuing to make that paycheck.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, just he's got to like do video conferencing with the team, or if he can get.
Oh, he can't go
to
meetings.
It's like all kinds of stuff that if you just get vaccinated, all right, so your arm's a little bit sore for a day.
Yeah.
Just do it. Be done.
Yeah. Take the jab.
Speaking of COVID-19 and athletes, John Stockton appeared in an anti-vax documentary questioning lots of things about COVID.
I mean,
he was hated, by the way. Always voted one of the dirtiest players in the NBA. Everyone hated that guy.
Huge hands.
Yeah.
Small shorts. Huge hands. That's why he was able to dish out all those assists.
He was loved in Utah and hated by every player outside of Utah.
Hated by everybody. Played his whole career in Utah. I mean, just there's no real big victory there in appearing in the anti-vax.
And also,
documentary.
I'm guessing Gonzaga in the 80s didn't prepare him medically. I don't know if he's qualified to be in something like that.
Right. You know, you're saying he wasn't pre-med?
No, I just don't get that vibe from him.
Yeah.
Staying in the NBA, Devin Booker gave an autographed jersey and tickets to the Western Conference Finals to the fan that mashed a Nuggets fan and yelled Suns in 4 in his face. And he said, he's a pretty wholesome guy. Did you see that video?
Yeah. I mean, the guy was provoked.
The guy got, it was cheap shotted. The Nuggets fan came at him from behind, and then he was able to turn around, and then he got him by like the shoulders and was just uppercutting him like six times in a row, and then yells "Suns in 4."
It was pretty badass. As the guy stumbled away bleeding from the face, he yelled "Suns in 4," and then he turned around to watch the game.
Yeah, that was it. He wasn't like following up. He did his work and then got out.
Yes. He knew how to fight, and the other guys just knew how to talk shit, and then they had to deal with a guy who knew how to fight, and he fucked him up. Also, in the world of bleacher fights, always better to be in the lower area of the bleachers than above. You got a lot of leverage.
Yeah, because you're bending over trying to connect.
You can pull a guy down easier than you can reach down to a guy and get out of your power zone. I would like to point out, though, now that we bring up Devin Booker, it's believed and it's been said Devin Booker has the biggest cock in the NBA.
Really?
Yes.
Well, on Sunday, he certainly played like it. He was unreal.
You would think that it would be like a 7-footer.
Oh, he's working with the Cinnabon.
Yeah, he's supposedly really just fantastically dicked up. I'm Googling right now because I think there was like a picture at some point. I know there's an IG model that's like sexed everybody in the NBA, and she said he was by far the largest.
Think about that club. You're getting acknowledged as the largest in the NBA. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the ultimate rumor.
Yeah, I see. I mean, there is a lot of chatter about it here, but I'm not seeing in my Google. Maybe I should Bing? Maybe I should Bing image? I wouldn't even know how to do that.
It's a Bing type situation. Yeah. Get Jay Stu on the horn.
There is like a shot of him, like the outline.
Like a Draper situation?
Yeah, and it's supposedly just...
glorious.
It's just quite immense, so... good for him, and good for him taking care of
that
fan.
And I like that he took... so I saw the tweet where he's like, hey, get me this guy's info. And then he hooked him up. And Richard... I think it was Richard Jefferson. I'm trying to think of a more insufferable talking head.
Oh, he's the worst.
And I think it was him.
U of A.
And he said... I don't know if it's a good precedent to be rewarding somebody, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he just tweeted back, nah. Something like that. Like,
yeah, that's badass. That's just like, shut up.
Like, no, I'm going to take care of the guy who got cheap shotted and then mashed.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with Devin Booker here. I'm not a...
yeah, I'm not into violence. When somebody... comes at you from behind when you're not looking, and then you're able to turn it around, you're a hero.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's got a right to defend themselves.
That's right.
I feel like Devin Booker might have gone the Tiger Woods route and had it removed from the internet. Scrubbing. I mean, people are saying, an IG model says he's got a dick like a Poland Spring bottle. Wow. People on Reddit are saying, and this isn't even possible, there's never been a dick this big.
Pringles?
They're saying 14 inches.
Jeez Louise.
No, that's a deformity.
That's too much.
Right?
That's too much.
That's too much. That's too much. I've often said, I just want the rumor.
Well, he's certainly got the rumor. If he's wearing the crown and of more. The NBA, that's a lot of rumor.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, it's a lot of big ass dicks in the NBA, I imagine.
Blake Griffin was on Broad City that time. It was too much for Alana to take, I think.
Yes, that's right. She laughed. Yeah. She just started giggling. She's like, what? I mean, I'm nothing I can do with that.
That was a great show.
It's just too much to deal with.
Kansas City Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark was arrested after cops spotted an Uzi in his Lambo SUV on Sunday.
You know, I was just thinking the other day, whatever happened to the
when
Uzi?
When we were like middle school.
Everywhere.
Uzi was
nothing but
Uzi
Uzis.
Was everything.
Nothing but Uzis. You see the movie Colors?
Uzis. Black Rain? Uzis.
Uzis. The A-Team? The A-Team, they had AK-47s or Kalashnikovs, but the bad guys often Uzis. Nothing but Uzis back in the day. I haven't seen an Uzi in a minute. Well,
maybe because Frank Clark's got them all.
What's he need an Uzi for? What's he need an Uzi?
You sent me the picture of him. He doesn't seem like he needs an Uzi to scare people. He's intimidating looking guy.
He's terrifying looking.
That being said, as I responded to you, if I'm thinking about Chiefs and vehicles, nothing is going to scare me more than Andy Reid's son in a vehicle, though. That family.
That's true. Did we ever get any?
I think I read he was pleading not guilty, which there was a lot of accounts that said that's not the plea you're supposed to take unless you've got NFL money ready to rescue
right.
you.
Yeah.
Like the average person.
Dad's pretty
rich. Average person. It's not just the dad, though. The Super Bowl week, this happened, and it was kind of a story, but not a massive story. And he's sitting there. He was the Chiefs, like, you know, I don't know. He wasn't like the offensive coordinator, but he
tight end.
Yeah, like he had a real position, and it still was pretty quiet considering he gave brain damage to like a little girl.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, not good.
That's really fucked. You don't want to be. I mean, just because you work with somebody, you know, it's like. Then all of a sudden you're associated with the bad thing they did. It's at that point you kind of have to come out and say something, but then his dad's the coach. I mean,
it was a bad scene.
It's a tough position to be in. I don't know what to say.
Big news yesterday. Raiders defensive lineman Carl Nassib became the first active NFL player to be openly gay. He posted like a video and he got positive vibes from like the world at large. It's the top selling jersey in the NFL. Saquon Barkley, who went to Penn State with him, gave a nice nod. And what's his name? The guy we make fun of a lot, but he's actually a stand up guy. JJ Watt did.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, I just don't like the theatrical value of him, but like a deserving NFL Man of the Year kind of guy, but nothing from his teammates or team.
I mean,
I know that not everybody has the same job status.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the shit that means a lot. It's one thing for guys in other walks of life, actors and stuff like that, but not one fucking team. I mean, John Gruden, like that guy could make a difference instead of being like, well, Carl's a good player, whatever.
Is he still the coach?
I think so.
He is? I thought he quit or something.
If you looked at their performance over the last 8 games, you would think he quit. But no, I think he's still there. And he's got like Mike Mayock as the GM. They're like a clown show.
He needs the QB or somebody to be like, hey.
Yeah, the what's
you
his
know,
name?
Good for
Carr.
You.
It's David Carr.
Is he a real player?
So
this Carl,
I
Nassib?
Remember him. I mean, you know, he's like a rotational D tackle or something. The end, but
yeah, he
but
plays.
He plays. I mean, he had stats, not like 20 sacks, but he had stats. But I remember him from Hard Knocks. He was on the Browns, and he was actually like a colorful personality. You know how they latch on to like 5-6 guys. He was one of them.
Totally,
he was the guy lecturing guys. If you spend 2 hours a day on Instagram, you're spending a month of your year on Instagram. Like he was just making fun of guys. He was a funny dude. But I'm not a big enough NFL fan to know what backup D linemen are doing. But yeah, it's a big deal because that's where we're at, and I guess because it's Pride Month, that's maybe why it was brought up. But you know, obviously, I'm not as plugged into the gay world because I'm not gay, but I was noticing the other day, like I just kept hearing of all these incidents and I forgot that it was Pride Month. The amount of like cars driving into parades and stuff, like is it just guys that are like trying to deny their own feelings or like who gives a shit about gay
know.
People?
I haven't heard of this.
I've heard of a lot of like attacks lately. And it's like, what? If it's just, is it all Chris Cooper and what's that movie?
American Beauty.
Like, is it all those kind of guys? Or is it just like, is there something else? Because it's the same thing as like,
who cares?
People who are into fucking techno. Like, it's just something that's not my world. And I don't even know. I mean, I just don't get it.
I mean, I think this is a pretty big deal, though. An active NFL player.
I agree it's a big deal. I'm just saying the amount of buzz like about negative, you know, gay attacks and stuff. Yes. And it's like, it's weird to me because I don't know. Maybe I'm just selfish enough that I don't care about what my neighbor's doing. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah. And I don't know what the locker room's like. I just have to feel like I know there are like a lot of, there's a lot of like Southerners in the NFL, but also it is a younger generation. And I only know like from my kids. And I guess,
my kid in middle school, it's not a thing anymore.
It's not a thing. It's like nobody fucking cares.
But if you've seen Hard Knocks, you see how it still feels very 1950 in a lot of those situations.
Yeah, I could see it. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully it's cool. He's the first. And I saw a Warren Moon tweet where he said, like, you know, congrats on being the first person. And he's like, I played with tons of dudes. Or I played with lots of guys. Oh, sure. But, you know, as long as they helped us win, I didn't really care. Something like that.
Yeah.
So I assume they know that these probably most of his teammates knew, but this is a big deal.
It's big, you know, and there's never been a player, an active player in a major sport. I think there's been a soccer guy.
Right. But not even like several. I mean, it was MLS, like minor league guy.
Right. Exactly. It's like not
NFL player. It's a big deal.
It's huge. It's huge. And it's just. All it takes is one
balls because you know what I can't. That's a meathead universe. So
big
good
balls.
For him.
Big balls. Yep.
Well, moving from good for him to bad for him. Former Cub and Ray, I believe Ben Zobrist.
Yep.
Claims his wife had an affair with the couple's pastor.
I mean,
I assume he was a rock star pastor.
Gotta be a rock and roll pastor, much rock like the Justin Bieber pastor, who was doing a lot of fucking. It turns out, look, if your pastor
wears
skinny jeans, skinny motorcycle jeans, has a lot of gel and like an expensive haircut,
has the little tiny Price is Right style microphone taped to his head.
Yes, he's got that. He's got cool frames on his glasses, and you can tell he probably doesn't need glasses.
I mean, if you're a World Series winner, at least 10-year Major League Baseball career, you would think you're not at risk of being cucked, especially by a preacher.
Yes.
You would think that's – I mean, I don't totally know what Ben Zobrist looks like, but – he doesn't look like Roy Smalley or Willie McGee. Like, I think he's a normal looking dude. No.
Otis Nixon. Yeah. No, he is a normal looking good. He had to pause his career to work on his marriage. Okay, calm down, Ben.
No, that's not.
This is much like.
What are you working on Tuesday at 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah. Just go play ball, dude. This is much like. It's so he could be home. To keep that rock and roll pastor from getting balls deep in his wife.
Locking windows again.
That's why.
Shit like that.
Yes, exactly. The, I can't remember what I was going to say. he's, you know, he's got to cut bait here. He's probably going to have to pay her a lot of money.
Well, maybe that's what's going on. If he can prove this, because you kind of don't want to admit the rock and roll, the rock and roll preacher is getting. Do you still have to give it up if the rock and roll preacher was involved?
You shouldn't have to, but you do. You definitely do. And he should have known better. Like the rock and roll preacher had probably had a flannel shirt on with no sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? He probably had some tattoos.
He probably turned his chair around a few times. Let me tell you a little story about my pal JC.
Definitely. You know who liked rock and roll? My man Jesus Christ. He was a real rock star.
You know, the old phrase, your body's a temple. Well, pal of mine believed in the human body so much, he died for our bodies. My pal JC. So why don't you go ahead and take off all your clothes and let me shimmy out of my skinny jeans. Unbelievable.
Okay, yeah, let's talk some non-sports. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show. The Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.